Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
If you would like to know how tolerant you are, don't look at your own mistakes and failures. Rather, look at the mistakes and failures of your enemy. Don't measure your tolerance when you got a scratch on the new car because the parked one was way too far out from the curb. Rather, measure your tolerance when your wife dents the left front fender. When it happens to you, it's an unfortunate accident, just one of those things. But when it happens to someone else, it's the result of carelessness. Tolerance doesn't involve your mistakes, only the mistakes of others. Tolerance has little to do with what you think or do. It deals with your reaction to what others do and think. Webster says tolerance is to allow beliefs, practices, and attitudes that differ from your own. Tolerance deals with individuality and individual tastes. If we were all alike, there would be no need for tolerance. But God made us different, unlike each other. There is a scene in Leon Uris's book Exodus where Ari is falling in love with the American nurse Kitty Fremont. Ari's background is Jewish. He's giving his life to establish the state of Israel. Ari turns to Kitty and says, "We are different, any way you look at it. Our customs and backgrounds are different." There are differences in backgrounds and cultures, and those differences are good. They give identity and a sense of belonging to homes and families. Some today would like to eliminate those cultural differences and make everybody the same, like a string of paper dolls. Tolerance involves accepting the differences in life that are the result of different backgrounds and ideologies. There are two golden keys to the door of tolerance. One is acceptance, the other is understanding. Acceptance usually precedes understanding. To accept the differences of thought in another person doesn't mean that you believe that your ideas are more important or that your way of life is not valid. It means you're willing to allow someone else to have ideas or concepts that are different from yours. The more you accept a person as an individual whose outlook is different from yours, the more you'll grow to understand him. History tells us that people have never been very tolerant of those who are different. We're like the person who said, "Well, there are two ways to look at this, my way and the wrong way." You know, there are two sides, though, to the coin of tolerance. In spite of what I have said, there is a limit or an end to this business of tolerance. Be tolerant of individual differences in taste and thought, but in matters of honesty, integrity, principle, and faith, there is little room for tolerance. Is there room for tolerance when a sex maniac roams your neighborhood? Is there room for tolerance when a dishonest employee is stealing from his employer? Is there room for tolerance when a person becomes a traitor to his country and government? Well, immediately it becomes clear that tolerance involves individuality and personal tastes, not moral issues, not spinelessness. By those standards, Jesus was one of the world's most intolerant individuals. He was intolerant of falsehood, of corruption, of hypocrisy and dishonesty. His heart went out to men and women who were weak in the flesh. He freely offered forgiveness to those who would trust him. He was tolerant of the sinner, but never his sin. His forgiveness was followed by the words, "Go and sin no more." Rethink your capacity for tolerance. It may be different than you think.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.